You're listening to The Matt Ramage Show, presented by Quick Trip. What is up? What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to The Matt Ramage Show. Presented by Quick Trip. All right. Big shout out to Quick Trip. All right. Be sure, you know, game days, if you're going to be, looking to get your beer somewhere, got to get it somewhere. Might as well go over there and get it from the fine folks at Quick Trip. They got you set up for all your game day needs, whether it's chips, pizza, beer, anything you need, baby. You got to need some macaroni and cheese for the family. The family set up. Anyways, go to Quick Trip. Get yourself what you need for game day. But the Green Bay Packers, 9-3, all right? 9-3, beating the Los Angeles Rams in a really fun game to watch. I did a little bit of drinking on Sunday night. That was, I might have went a little too far. I did my game stream, and then I did a post-game show and just let random people on my stream. And actually, I had a really good time. I think I had four guests, all really great. I might actually post some clips to some of those over on the YouTube. You know what I mean? But before we get started on this fantastic, what is it? It's Tuesday. It was Victory Monday, but I was chilling out on Monday because Sunday I went a little bit hard in the paint. You know what I mean? But tonight on Tuesday, depending on when you're watching this, Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. I'm going to be on Cheesehead TV, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time, AJ Dillon Show. So if you're watching this on Tuesday, before 6 o'clock, head over to Cheesehead TV's YouTube. And if you're watching after, you know, you can go ahead and watch the replay on Cheesehead TV's YouTube. They do a great show over there with AJ Dillon. Hopefully I don't screw it up. You know, it's my second time being a guest. Like, they have, like, panels, you know, you get a certain amount of people on there, and then ask the questions and talk to Mr. AJ Dillon himself. Who is, dude? AJ Dillon is just such a beast. Like, before we get on with this, talking about the Rams game and all that, just think about how great AJ Dillon is, like, and just like how much work he does. Because obviously he's putting in the work to be a very good football player. Like, dude, reading the playbooks and doing all the things that, you know, practicing and all the things that players have to do to be a top elite athlete on game day. But, like, dude, gaming, he's, like, trading cards. Obviously, you know, players have, like, their personal life and stuff. But he's, like, I don't think he wastes any time of his day of just, like, chilling out watching Netflix. You know what I mean? I think he's always at it. If you follow him on social media, you know he's always at it. And, obviously, obviously he's put in the work. Because, like, I was just watching Pat McAfee show, Aaron Rodgers Tuesday, and he was talking about AJ Dillon, just, like, how much he's grown. Just got better as a player and how comfortable he is. He's in the huddle telling jokes, you know, or like not in the huddle, I don't think necessarily, but like on the field, you know, telling jokes, having fun, screwing around. And you don't get to that level until you are so comfortable. I mean, you have to be really comfortable and like knowing what you're doing. Like you're watching the film, you're practicing up, you're comfortable with knowing what you have to do on every play to be able to like just crack jokes. You know what I mean? I don't think rookies too much are like over there cracking jokes and doing whatever because, you know, they have to make sure that they know what they're doing. But I mean, big shout out to AJ Dillon. I'm glad to be on the show. We'll talk to you tonight. But let's talk about the Green Bay Packers, people. First of all, Matt LaFleur. All right, people talking about Matt LaFleur, coach of the year, possibly. Seen a lot of like TV people, which I really don't watch a lot. Like, I don't watch ESPN, I don't watch NFL Network. Much, and it's not because like I'm hating that I'm like, oh, I'm too good to watch that stuff. I just really don't. I get most of my stuff off the internet, you know. Like, I see clips, watch Pat McAfee. I usually listen to Pat McAfee on my own from work, come home, usually throw it on YouTube on the TV, and get a lot of my like, you know, what's going on in the sports world from that, but also Twitter, you know, you see video clips, anyways. A lot of people though, I see, are saying, you know, Matt LaFleur should be, you know, a big contender for coach of the year. I know a lot of people don't care. I see people commenting on my Facebook, you know, because I talk about these things. And they're like, well, it doesn't matter until he wins the NFC Championship game. Like, bro, all right, I get it. I get it. That's the goal, to take it to the next step, you know? That's usually how teams progress. Like, you get a new coach, you build the team. Usually, you want to get better and better and better and then get to that Super Bowl. You know, first two years, NFC Championship game, after the Packers going 6-9-1, obviously, they have Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying like he picked up some scrub team and like he had to like rebuild them. Like it was just not working with Mike McCarthy, but he did. He took a 6-9-1 team, you know, right to the NFC Championship game. Did it again. He's never lost two games in a row, and I think that's a record. I believe. Anyways, like, dude, I get what people saying, like, you got to win an NFC Championship game, but dude, Coach of the Year is a regular season award, just like MVP, just like NFC, you know, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. All those awards are regular season awards. And obviously, I want the Packers to go to the Super Bowl. I do. I think that this team is really, really good. And I think this is not last year's team, even though last year's team, I believe, was good enough to go to and win the Super Bowl. And that's why that one will sting for the rest of my life, because I fully believe that they were the best team in the NFL during that playoff run. I believe that they're whatever. Everyone knows. I believe that they should have won that Bucs game. It just didn't work out for them. You know what I mean? But I think Matt LaFleur, you can go through all the stats. Like, I don't have him in front of me, but like all the stuff he's done, you know, he's insane division record. I mean, the Vikings once in a while get his number. Viking fans like to remind me of that. I'm not even gonna talk about the Vikings, first of all. All right. Vikings fans have been like all over me. So I retaliated. They lost. We won. I'm gonna talk my little smack. They get all up in their feelings. Like, oh, you can't keep us out of your mouth. That's all you talk about, the Vikings. Like, I don't Vikings ain't that important to me, but I'm gonna troll you because you talked a lot of smack the week before, which I get it, you know. You beat Packers, you're gonna talk that trash, but I'm gonna talk that trash too. All right. But I'm over the Vikings. They're irrelevant to me. They mean nothing really to the NFC. I know technically they can still make the playoffs, but come on. Ain't they played the Rams yet? They played the Packers yet? Ain't going to happen, bud. But anyways, let's keep moving, talking about real teams that matter. All right. Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers playing the Los Angeles Rams. How good that game was. Like, Rasul Douglas, first of all. Like, I was worried I was saying his name wrong because I remember when the Packers picked him up. That is when everyone wanted, I believe, forget what cornerback was, that was the big news. There's always some, you know, big player, a trade or a free agent or whatever that the fans all want, you know, and the Packers end up not getting that player and getting a different player instead who they never heard of, and they get mad. I was going through when the Packers tweeted out that they signed Rasul Douglas, and a lot of people were talking trash. Oh, another no-name nobody. Dude, this dude has been balling, all right? A pick six, which was just awesome. See, first of all, I love seeing players who aren't known like that, who aren't, you know, flash. Like, everyone knows that. I love to see them pop off and do something. And it's like, that was a beautiful play. And he had a play against the Cardinals, I believe, that end that game. This dude is balling out. And, people are saying, like, dude, Kevin King will never start above this dude again. And then this is not a trash Kevin King type of show. Like, that's not what I do. But that's just what it is. Like, dude, but just imagine a secondary, bro. When Jair is back. And, like, dude, you got Eric Stokes. Now you got Rasul Douglas. That whole secondary, Savage, Amos. Dude, this secondary is going to be hard to do anything against. And then just how this whole defense is playing. I don't think the Packers defense can ever be praised enough. What they're doing with what they got, with all the injuries that's happening. Dude goes down. Like a guy like Za'Darius Smith goes down, a guy like Jair Alexander goes down, that can ruin defense. Like Jair, like he's just that type of corner that affects the whole defense. And he goes down to a lot of teams, man. That's game over. That's like, oh, your defense just took a huge hit. And there's so many, but the guys that they just bring up, Campbell and stuff, like these guys step in, and that people, a lot of fans, I wouldn't say casuals, but a lot of fans didn't really know who they were. They were shocked. They were stunned by how they're doing. And I don't know. I guess you got to give credit to the defense coordinator, like how they're doing it. I mean, they still have a lot of great players. Rashawn Gary, I think, is huge for this Packers defense. Like I said it, I think my post game show on Sunday that, no, it was halftime. I was talking with Alex Stroff on my game stream at halftime. I said, I think Rashawn Gary on the field right now is probably the most important player on the Packers defense. And I love me some Preston Smith. He's balling out too. But if you had to pinpoint one guy that's on the field right now, Campbell, I think is probably one of those guys too. But Rashawn Gary's just playing so good, and he wasn't there for the Minnesota game. And, you know, I'm not saying that that's why they lost or whatever, but like Rashawn Gary, dude, gets pressure. He fights. He fights like hell. And I think it's good. Preston and him like together, you want to have more than one because, you know, get pressure more in one spot. But, you know, this defense is playing phenomenal. And I love it. And that is what you need. Like, I've been saying this, dude. Like, how you win games, like, how you become, you know, 9-3, and not like, you know, instead of 6 wins or like, in like the Vikings, like, they won. They obviously beat the Packers. They lost a lot of games by close margins because sometimes it's just a little bit of luck. Like, the ball gets fumbled, but it pops back in your arms. Someone muffs a punt, but someone jumps back on top of it and like pick sixes, you know, a play gets a big play, changes the momentum of the game. You know, AJ Dillon, like guys like that who can just like get first downs like nothing. You know what I mean? Like Rodgers was talking about that. Well, just dumping the ball all off into the flat on like whatever 2nd and 6. And he just gets the first down, and it's not really meant to be, you know, obviously the goal is to get a first down, but it's just like a dump off to the flat, see what you can get. And the dude just doesn't go down. Like, just keeping the, you know, offense rolling. That's how you win games. And I'm saying, like, the defense making plays, not no devastating like mistakes. You know what I mean? So like, I think that this is definitely a championship team, baby. I'm excited about this team. This is a championship fucking football team. That's what this is. Anyways, Arizona Cardinals. Top of the, I'm checking out the NFL.com over here. We're checking out the NFC. You got Arizona Cardinals 9-2. Obviously, they had a bye, but the Packers are 9-3. So, you know, obviously the Packers get the tiebreaker against the Arizona Cardinals. So, Packers, you know, I'm going to say number one. They says number two over here at NFL.com. But I'm saying number one, baby. All right. They both got 9 wins. I'm saying number one. You got the Bucs, you know, they creeping back into things. They're at 8-3. The Cowboys. They just lost one, right? They're 7-4. It was the most viewed game since like 90s or something. I forget what it was. Jerry Jones is all excited about it. Yeah, everyone wants to watch us. Yeah, everyone wants to watch you lose, bro. The Rams at 7-4. The Niners at 6-5. And then Washington is 5-6. So then you got on the bubble. I wasn't going to point this out, but it's the Vikings. All right. So they're outside looking in as of right now. And they got the Saints, the Falcons, the Eagles, Panthers, like all right behind them. So the Vikings got to do some stuff to actually do anything, try to get in the playoffs. And I think their record or their schedule isn't like all easy games. You know, they play the Packers again. That's going to be an L. I guarantee you that over at Lambeau Field. But yeah, dude, I think the Packers are in great situation. You know, they swept the West over there at NFC West, which is a very good division. Like everyone that was kind of like that division everyone was talking about. I think people expected the Niners to be a little bit better, I think. But the Rams, the Cardinals, those are all good football teams. You know what I mean? The Seahawks, they're not doing anything. yeah, dude, I'm excited about this Green Bay Packers football team. They got a bye this week. Hopefully they get some guys back. Hopefully, you know, I don't know. They're talking about Zadarius is reasonable to come back soon. Jair, I'm not sure, but they expect him to be back before the playoffs, I think. But I don't think that you're going to hear too much about when guys are going to come back because, you know, they're going to keep that a secret. But hopefully we get some guys. Hopefully Aaron Rodgers' toe gets a little bit better. He was talking on Pat McAfee's show that there's still a chance he could have surgery. Like the report's coming out saying that he will not have surgery. But he said there's still a chance he could. And if he did, he could be, you know, do it on a Monday and then play on that Sunday. So, but that's not a for sure that it's going to happen. I think they're going to look at it and they're going to figure it out. But so like nobody really knows, I think, if Rodgers is going to have surgery. I think it's all about like if he can tolerate the pain. Like I'm not sure like what all goes into that. But so get some guys back, bro. This team will be unstoppable. All right, this team will be unstoppable. They have this is a really good football team. I think it's one of the best Packer teams. I seen Colin Cowherd. I saw a clip on Facebook. Colin Cowherd saying this could be the best Packers team that Aaron Rodgers has ever had. And I think that, man, I don't usually agree with him. I'm not saying that I necessarily do agree with him here. He had, 2010 to 2011. Those are really good football teams. But this Packers defense, I think, it's not even at full strength doing things. I think the offense is more, back then the offense was really good. I mean, even McCarthy's play calling was like probably at its peak. But obviously that was a good football team. That was a great wide receiver. That offense was ridiculous. But the Packers defense right now is really good. Obviously back then they had Charles Woods and they had all those guys. But I think that's worth having a conversation about. But either way, this is one of the best Packers teams that Aaron Rodgers ever had or the Packers have ever had in quite some time. One thing I thought was actually funny. I think this is it right here. Devontae Adams. I want to throw this out here before I wrap this thing up. Devontae Adams said, he was talking about OBJ. He said, we did talk like 2 days ago. He said he needed a jersey after the game. I told him to go get Cooper Kupp jersey since that's his guy and that's who he wants to be with. So I think it's funny. I know it doesn't matter that the game is over, but the whole thing about OBJ wanting a jersey from Devontae Adams, and Devontae Adams like, yo, if you wanted one, you could have came over here. I gave you all the jerseys you wanted, but you chose them. And I just think that that's a funny storyline. And I got no hate for OBJ. He had a big touchdown against the Packers over there on Sunday. But I think that he picked the wrong team. And maybe it's, maybe it's a good thing in the end. Maybe it's not. But, I'm excited. Cheesehead TV tonight for the AJ Dillon show. Also, this Saturday, I will be in New Franken handing out candy canes, trying to raise some money for charity. There's a big light show, all right? They have this, people know what light shows are, right? When they have all the lights and they have music and they have the whole thing outside. And so I'm going to be there handing out candy canes. People can stop by, say what's up, talk about the Packers a little bit, do whatever you want. Hopefully donate some money, raise some money for a good cause, or go to my social media on Facebook or message me or whatever. And I have the link over there on Facebook where you can donate if you want, if you can't make it. But if you can make it, if you're near New Franken, come out, say what's up, watch a great light show, all right? Get a candy cane, all right? Bring out the kids. Kids love the light shows. Bring out the family. It's going to be a good time. Saturday, it's between 5 and 9. Go to my Facebook for the address. I don't have it handy right now, but go to my Facebook or message me, tweet me, Instagram me, whatever. And I can get those details out to you. It's going to be a good time. Always good to do good. You know what I mean? Always good to do good. Always good to help when you can. You know what I mean? Have a little bit of following. So it's good to promote good things. You know what I mean? But Packers on a bye this week. All right. So I think it's a good time for a bye for the Packers. Hopefully get some guys back. And maybe the guys who are playing a little banged up, they get their stuff better. But I appreciate everyone who tuned in. Appreciate everyone who tuned in for my game streams on Facebook and YouTube. I had an absolute blast this last one. I was drinking pretty heavily. I did a post-game show. That was a good time, too. Thanks for the guys who jumped on my post-game show. Random people. Actually, it was really cool. I think those guys were pretty fun to chat with. You know what I mean? But go Pack, go, people. And what was I going to say? See you next time. You know what I mean? See you next time. Shout out to Quick Trip.
You're listening to The Matt Ramage Show, presented by Quick Trip.